Devils Productions presents The Great Deep.
Hello and welcome to episode number 18 of The Great Deep. My name is Ryan Calder, your host for the show, and this podcast runs parallel to the music of The Great Deep album. For those who don't know, this Great Deep podcast series is diving deeper into themes and ideas in the songs, as well as various talking points of the day. Well, it really is an intriguing time to be living in. Lockdown has gone on for 3 straight weeks in South Africa, and we are all trying to make sense of the world from the confines of our homes. It's really weird and wonderful and wacky, and one of those moments where I think that we'll look back and wonder to ourselves, did we really live through that? Now, that's not to say that the world is going to resume as normal. I don't think it will. And that's not because things have changed, but the way we're seeing them right now has changed. And I think we're in the process of rethinking everything, knowingly as well as unknowingly. You see, for me, on the surface, my world has changed. I mean, instead of performing to a crowd where there's some sort of response, most musicians are performing to cameras. And then there's silence afterwards. There's no applause. There's no chatter or banter from the crowd. It's different. Instead of standing in a room like I do during the week and instructing a class and commanding their attention, I find myself trying to position my cell phone to better explain something while I battle with bandwidth and signal and things. For me, there's also this change in my world where instead of waking up and rushing my family out the door to school and to work, we have breakfast and we start the day when we're ready. Sometimes it's earlier than we normally would and sometimes it's later. But you know, when I think of all of this carefully, I've decided that very little has changed, actually. Good musicians are still good musicians, whether they're performing in a venue or they're in a lounge or their bedroom. Diligent students are still diligent students, whether they're in the room with you or whether they're on the other side of a camera lens. And the same is true for those who don't put in the work. Only now, it's as clear as day when they have to be responsible for themselves at home. And then my children, despite not being in a school building, are still learning and growing, and life is taking its course. You know, there are people I talk to who say things like, I just can't wait for things to go back to the way they were. And I feel like asking them, why? Why would you want to go back to life as before? Because these are generally the same people I would meet who had something to complain about every single day. And I think they found a sense of comfort in the routine of moaning. Many other people who I talk to are worried, and I understand that. I've had my couple of days, let me tell you, where I've just crumbled and written off the 24 hours. And I would say that that's normal in these current circumstances. I'm sure that others would have had similar experiences locked away on their own with their own thoughts and conundrums to solve and seemingly no way out of something which is financially and emotionally tough. But as I've thought about things, there are far fewer people I talk to or who I hear who are genuinely excited about the prospect of change in a post-COVID-19 world. And I have to ask, why is that? Is it because I'm not aware of them? Or is it because there are just too many factors up in the air for anyone to be hopeful of a brighter future in the world after lockdown? Well, personally, I've been through a bit of a mill, if I'm honest, but I just can't help but think that this is such a great opportunity to refashion the world we live in. It's like the internet and the new rhythms we're creating could easily form a hybrid of exciting new ways of connecting with a world that we never would have discovered in multiple decades had we just carried on. But that's just me. How about you? What do you think? Do you think the world has changed forever? Or are you wanting to go back to normal? Would love to hear your thoughts here on the Great Deep and have you part of the discussion. So please throw your input into the comments section or visit us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Always love to hear from you. And for more insights on the band and this project, we recommend you go straight to the source, ryancolder.co.za, where you can get all the details. Till next time, stay safe, stay at home, and keep pondering change and the Great Deep.